Welcome back to Intelligent Investment Today, the podcast that examines the world of value investment as laid down by the father of the craft, teacher and mentor to Warren Buffett. We are, of course, talking about Benjamin Graham. Each episode, we look into different aspects of his teachings, as well as broader investment themes to uncover why value investment has continued to make its practitioners so rich over many decades. I'm your host, David Coombs, and in today's podcast, we have an extremely important topic to explore. That is the difference between investment and speculation. This question is an integral cornerstone to Benjamin Graham's theory of value investment, and a thorough understanding of it is an essential foundation to the entire investment philosophy. Without being able to identify the difference between the two, it will prove impossible to successfully implement any of the other principles of the craft. So before we move on to the more nuanced aspects of the investment style, we need first to make sure everyone really understands this. The more simple concepts of investment are often the most overlooked, and this is certainly the case here. Having a true understanding of the difference between investment and speculation should, whatever your investment style, prevent you from taking unintended risks, and where risks are taken, that they are calculated and acknowledged ones. So, without further ado, let's dive right in. It is certainly very true that many, if not most people, use the terms investment and speculation interchangeably, as if they mean the same thing. And naturally, people simply prefer to insist that they're investing, regardless of the riskiness of a proposition. The term speculation is perhaps too tied in with gambling for people to want to acknowledge that that might be what they are doing. Of course, in actual fact, investment and speculation offer two very different approaches to financial decision making. It can be said that investment and speculation differ primarily in terms of the risk taken, the time horizon of the investment, and the underlying reasons behind why an investment is made. While investments will typically involve the purchase of stocks in a business with the expectation of generating income through dividends and through capital appreciation over the long term, speculation, on the other hand, is more focused on short-term fluctuations in share price, with the aim obviously being to profit from rising prices. This, however, is often undertaken in the absence of any firm evidence to suggest short-term rises are a plausible or even a likely outcome. So let's break that down into a little more detail. Investments will involve careful analysis and evaluation of the fundamental factors driving the value of a business. This includes analysis of a company's financials, the market conditions, trends within the industry, and more besides. The investor will use this analysis to make an informed decision about the long-term attractiveness of the business. For investments will be made on the expectation that it could take many years before a profit on their investment is realised. This is because it can often take a considerable amount of time before the general market comes to the realisation it has mispriced an asset. Speculation, on the other hand, tends to rely more on short-term price movements and market sentiment rather than a deep analysis of underlying value. Speculators will often engage in activities such as day trading or chasing the latest hot stocks in the hope of profiting from rapid price movements. Their time horizon, rather than being in years and decades, can be as short as minutes and days, with the emphasis on capitalising on short-term value creation. It should come as no surprise, therefore, that speculation involves a much higher degree of uncertainty and volatility. The speculative mindset in search of rapid wealth creation will usually involve, either wittingly or unwittingly, taking larger risks with a much higher probability of losses, as compared to the more thoughtful, patient and studied approach of the investor. Investments will generally be much more conservative and aim for stable, consistent returns over the long term. While investment still carries risks, they will be calculated risks and based on a thorough understanding of the asset's value. It is important here and worth noting that we shouldn't, as value investors, fall into the trap of demonising speculation or indeed speculators. For an economy to function successfully, speculation is absolutely essential. All businesses require degrees of speculation in the early days. That is, people willing to take a chance on an up-and-coming business whose prospects are uncertain and whose intrinsic value unknowable. Fortunately, there are enough high-profile fortunes made from speculation to ensure that there is always a ready supply of speculators willing to take huge risks with their capital. The problem, therefore, isn't really speculation per se. It is that people have a tendency to speculate when they believe they are in fact investing. The really important point here is that people do not confuse the two. And if you want to speculate, then that's great, but make sure that it is done with money you can afford to lose. Concede that you are speculating and never allow the speculative mindset to creep into your investment portfolio. So how can investors avoid this confusion and ensure that they avoid speculative assets when intent on investing? One strong differentiation is that investment can be said to be more grounded in the past, for judgments are based primarily on historic or past performance. Of course, if the future brings improvement, more the better, but the investment itself will not be based on the presumption of better times ahead. On the other hand, speculation obtains its rationale from the expectation that future results will be better than those of the past. It can be said that for investors, the future is something to be guarded against rather than profited from, with the opposite being true of speculators, who are relying fully on future conditions to pan out in the way that they have anticipated. Speculators are essentially refuting that current and past performance are a meaningful or useful indicator to measure the value of a business, because they expect the future to be markedly better than the past. They are basing their valuation not on the quantitative picture, in other words, how the business has performed financially, but on the qualitative picture, by which we mean the factors that add value to a business that are not concerned with the realised and demonstrated financial performance. The problem is that these qualitative factors are typically the least quantifiable or easily measurable elements of analysis, such as the quality of the management team, competitive advantages, brand reputation, and other non-financial factors tied into why they think the business will perform better in the future than it has done in the past. All of these qualitative factors are, of course, of vital importance in determining how the business will do in the future, but all are aspects that are notoriously difficult to measure or judge in a scientific way. This means that speculators often come to rely to a large extent on rumour, recommendation, and simple gut instinct when assessing the worth of a business based solely on these qualitative grounds. An example of the difficulty of placing a value on such qualitative factors might come by a speculator's unflinching confidence in a certain CEO or entrepreneur. They might have earned this great reputation through an extraordinary record of past success. The speculator may then decide to make this the main basis of choosing to buy the stock of a business. The issue here is twofold. Firstly, can the speculator say for sure that the past success was driven solely by the extraordinary ability of the business person involved? Or could it be equally possible that they simply happened to be in the right place at the right time? Or perhaps surrounded with a great team? The second issue is, even if it can be conceded that a person does have a proven ability to deliver exceptional results, exactly how do you place a value on that? Is this management guru worth paying extra $10 for? What about $100 or $1,000? The point is, even if this leading light is worth paying a premium for, there is no logic to what that price might be, or whether the current stock price has already factored this in. And this often leads to people believing no price is too much to pay. It is also worth noting that investors will also take into account these hard to quantify qualitative factors, such as the strength of the management team, before making a judgment whether to purchase the stock of a business, but only to the extent of how they come to affect the quantitative judgment that they have arrived at through examining the financial data. For example, a business that looks promising on financial grounds may become even more appealing as an investment proposition if the management team have a great reputation. Likewise, an investment may be decided against if it comes to light that the CEO has a spent criminal conviction for fraud. Or it might be that the qualitative analysis throws up the possibility that the business does not seem to have a long-term future. For example, with a coal mining business, or its long-term future is uncertain, as with businesses operating in the tobacco industry. Any of which may make a business that looks strong on financial or quantitative grounds less appealing and may cause the investor to decide against investment. To sum up, the investor will decide first and foremost whether a business is worth further consideration through what they've discovered through their analysis of the business accounts. If they find that there is a large discrepancy between the stock price and the price that the stock deserves to sell at, based on their analysis, then they will start to consider the more woolly and less definitive qualitative aspects of the business, and whether they make the business more or less investable. They will never try to place some arbitrary numerical value on these qualitative aspects, simply because they know that to do so would be a futile endeavour. If the qualitative factors do not undermine what they have found in the strong financial showing, the investor may proceed to invest. In other words, an investment must be justified on both qualitative and quantitative grounds. To wrap up, we can say that investment must be approached with a long-term perspective and a focus on past financial performance. It relies on the investor highlighting discrepancies between the price the market places on a business and the price the financial results demonstrate it should be trading at, taking into account any non-financial factors that may vitiate the investor's findings on this score. Speculation, on the other hand, should only be undertaken with discretionary funds that you can afford to lose, as it carries a much higher chance of losses. By being clear in the distinction between investment and speculation, investors can avoid speculating when they believe that they're investing. Always keep in mind when undertaking speculative activities that the racetrack gambler betting on a supposed sure thing also believes that their commitment is safe. And that wraps up this episode of Intelligent Investment Today. I hope you found it interesting and that Graham's distinction between speculation and investment adds to your chances of success as a value investor. Understanding the differences between the two types of investment is a foundation of Graham's idea of value investment, so always keep this lesson to the forefront of your mind. A big thank you for tuning in. Please do remember to press that subscribe button so you'll be alerted to future episodes. If you enjoyed the podcast, please continue to spread the word to increase our chances of building a real community of like-minded investors. Please do also hit me with feedback, the good, the bad, and the ugly, through the social media channels. It's only through knowing what you guys think that I can tailor the best possible product for your needs. Finally, do make sure to keep learning. Whether you're a seasoned investment professional or completely new to the game, there's always so much more to learn. Until next time, stay safe and happy investing.